In Southeast Asia, this morning, anti-government protesters tried to stop candidates from registering for the upcoming elections. And yesterday, tens of thousands of protesters rallied in the nation's capital. Andrew Summerson has this report.
Thailand's political strife grew even more intense on Monday as anti-government protesters surrounded the Bangkok Sports Stadium, where candidates were to register in order to run in the upcoming February election. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra called the snap election for February 2nd, but the main opposition Democrat Party is boycotting the election. A former Democrat Party politician turned protest leader, Suthep Thaksuban, urged demonstrators to block the entrance to the stadium. He is calling for a suspension of democracy and the appointment of People's Council to reform Thailand before any election can happen. Political candidates responded to the obstruction by registering at a local police station instead, but demonstrators followed them there as well. By about midday, only 9 of the 34 candidates were successful at registering. Police warnings that protesters risked jail terms or stiff fines if they impeded registrations seem not to discourage the crowds. An election commission official has said registrations could be extended beyond Friday's original closing date if protesters continue to obstruct the week-long process and not enough candidates have registered. On Sunday, tens of thousands of protesters rallied across Bangkok, pressing ahead with their demands that the government step down. Prime Minister Shinawatra continues to issue calls that the people respect the democratic process. I'm Andrew Summerson.